the ground.
Well, howdy, folks, and a great big wet western welcome from the Sons of the Pioneers and the rest of the gang on the Lucky U to you. Yes, sir, about the only thing that can be said for the weather down here on the Lucky U in Southern California is it's a nice day for ducks. But it's always fair weather when you can gather a few friends together, have a laugh or two, and break out with a few songs. So we're going to do just that and have a party. It's Aunt Dinah's quilting party.
I was seeing Nellie home, I was seeing Nellie home, and was from Aunt Dinah's quilting party. I was seeing Nellie home.
In the sky the bright stars glitter, on the banks a pale moon shone. And was from Aunt Dinah's quilting party. I was seeing Nellie home.
I was seeing Nellie home. I was seeing Nellie home. And was from Aunt Dinah's quilting party. I was seeing Nellie home.
Both my arm a soft hand rested light as ocean gold. And was from Aunt Dinah's quilting party. I was seeing Nellie home.
I was seeing Nellie home. I was seeing Nellie home. And was from Aunt Dinah's quilting party. I was seeing Nellie home. Thank you very much.
I don't know if we dropped a stitch or not, but we finished Aunt Dinah's quilt anyhow.
Say, Lloyd.
Yeah?
I don't want to interrupt, but do you mind if I...
Do I mind if you tell the folks along the Lucky U line about Planters Peanuts? Yeah. Is that what you were aiming to say, George?
Well, yes. You see, I thought if there were time...
Time? Listen here, George. Here on the Lucky U, we've all got a job to do, and by gum, we find the time to do it. Now, your job is telling folks all about those good-tasting peanuts. So while I take five for one of Mr. Peanut's nickel lunches, you go right ahead, George.
Bye, George. Well, you know, I just wanted to tell you wives and mothers listening that at school or on the job, everybody young and old just loves to munch those crisp, crunchy, oh-so-good salted peanuts that Mr. Peanut packs in his famous five-cent bags. And you know, everybody knows, just like you do, that the picture of Mr. Peanut on that bag means the salted peanuts packed inside are extra good to eat. Why, they're big, plump, meaty peanuts. They're the very best peanuts in the crop. And they're carefully selected and roasted and toasted and salted just right. And fresh. Say, Planters Peanuts, those salted peanuts sell so fast that millions of bags are sold every single day and they never have a chance to get stale. So for packing lunches or those between meal pickups, remember to pick a pack of Planters salted peanuts. Anytime, anywhere. Remember, Planters is the word for good peanuts, for peanut oil and peanut butter.
Oh,
very much. That was our range boss, Frankie Tex Messina, corralling a whole fistful of accordion keys to the rhythm of Limehouse Blues. By golly, you know, I wondered what had happened to Dink Swink from down at the crossroads, and here he comes right now. Hello, Dink. How are you, boy?
Howdy, Fred.
I'm fine, Dink, but I'm Lloyd, remember?
Hi, Jings. That's interesting. Uh-huh. Been raining, you know.
Yeah. Yes, we knew that, Dink. In fact, it's been raining considerable.
Yeah. About as bad as I ever seen it in these here parts.
Well, you're right there.
I am?
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking I was right here, Freya.
That's just an expression.
I don't care.
I just think you
I had some fetching to do up to the Winter's place just north of you folks, so I up and figured it'd be a fitting time for me to stop by and say howdy.
Well, we're sure glad you did, Dink. But say, you must have made an early start. The Winters are quite a ways from the crossroads, and with all this rain.
I didn't have to fetch myself all the way.
Oh, I see.
No, you see, as I was fixing to cross the creek, I ran into old man Winters.
Oh, he was driving down to the crossroads.
Well, not hardly, Fred. He was floating down the creek on his hen hail. I just waded out and handed him his things as he went by.
My golly, the rain must have washed him out, huh?
Well, that's just the way I had her figured, Fred. I wished I'd up and knowed about it sooner.
Sooner?
Yeah. By jings, you still got that echo.
That was me. I was merely repeating what you said.
Oh, I don't care.
Why do you wish you had known about it sooner?
Because of the creek.
Oh?
It passes right back of the store, you know.
Yeah.
I could have up and stood on the back stoop and handed him his things without even getting my feet wet.
I guess that is one way of looking at it.
Well, I can't be standing here jawing any longer. I gotta up and get myself back to the store. Might be some more customers floating by.
If this rain keeps up, it's possible. Yeah.
Hey, you fellas are fixing to do any more picking and singing?
Well, as a matter of fact, we are, Dink. We're gonna sing Holy O. That's an old German echo song.
My jings, that's clever.
Yeah?
I knowed you had one around here somewhere, but I didn't know you'd up and read a song about it. Well, pick loud and I'll walk slow.
Yeah.
So long.
So long, Dick. What a guy. Well, we'd like to do a song now, seriously, folks, that we had the pleasure of recording some time back. It's just been released. We hope that you folks will go out to your record stores and pick one up. It's entitled Holy O.
Listening to
Holy O. is true.
Thank you very much, folks.
Say, Lloyd.
Yeah, Tommy?
Did you find that gold deed letter I put on the table this morning?
I sure did, Tommy, and I think it's a fine one, too.
Well, me and the fellas were looking over the mail last night, and we like that one.
In fact, I think right about now is a good time to read it. You know, folks, we give away an acre of our Lucky You land every day to some deserving person or persons that you listeners write in and tell us about. We like to think of it as being a perpetual tribute to them for their good deeds. Today's letter comes from Inglewood, California, and I'd like to read it for you. The letter says, "Dear Sons of the Pioneers, I listened to your program and have heard your good deed award. So I decided to let you know of a couple that I truly believe worthy of this award. They're Mr. and Mrs. Melvin Sparks of 1511 West Claiborne Avenue, Salt Lake City, Utah. They're always trying to help someone that is less fortunate than themselves. Just recently, they did something especially wonderful, and this is what I want to tell you about. The neighborhood they live in isn't the best. The houses are small frame houses and not too good. When one of their neighbor's homes burned to the ground, burning all their possessions, Mr. and Mrs. Sparks were the first to offer help. On the little property that they own, they've managed to build a small house, which they had hoped to rent to help them financially. But when this happened to their neighbors, they gave them the little house to live in and helped them get some furniture together and some clothing and food. Then they did everything they could to help them build their house back up. Of course, there were others who donated food and clothing, but what this couple did for them when they have so little themselves makes me believe that they're really and truly worthy of your Gold Deed Award. The letter is signed, sincerely yours, Dolores Perkins, Inglewood, California."
Well, those sound like fine people, Lloyd, and I know they'll make wonderful neighbors if they ever decide to come down to the Lucky You. And thank you, Dolores Perkins, for writing in and telling us about them. You know, Mr. and Mrs. Sparks, along with the gold deed to an acre of land for your good deeds, which will be coming along to you after it's been recorded, we would like to also send along a Sons of the Pioneers song salute to you, and it's entitled, "I Still Do."
It was true because
I was proud to say that I love a little girl
like you, and I still do. Darling, many happy years have passed away since you and I were tiny little boy and girl playing neath the summer sky. Do you recall the day I was bold enough to say, "I love you, dear, I want you near, and I still do"?
Here's a story I will tell, how I
it was true because
I love a little girl like you, and I still do.
Darling, I loved you then, and I still.
Thank you very much. That song featured the voice of Ken Curtis, and a fine job, too, Ken. Well,
thank you, Lloyd.
Say, you know something? Along about now, I've got an opportunity. I think we've got a lot of time left, and I'm supposed to ad-lib a little bit here, so I think I'll just go ahead and do it, and I'm fixing to sing a song.
Oh.
There's a little thing that we usually do. We usually talk to some of our servicemen along about now, but today, with all the rain and everything, I'm afraid the boys decided it's going to get a little too damp. So, in place of it, I know it won't take the place very well, but I'm affixing to sing The New Frontier. There's a blue sky above, and the land that I love, out on the new frontier. There's a moon shining bright, and the stars every night light up the new frontier. Moonbeams and starlight blending as one, fade into daybreak. When night is done, I'll stake my claim there under the sun, out on the new frontier. Hurrying, scurrying, what's the use of worrying? Life is a happy song. From a world of care and strife, there I'll find a peaceful life, far from the busy throng. There's a blue sky above, and the land that I love, out on the new frontier. There's a moon shining bright, and the stars every night light up the new frontier. Moonbeams and starlight blending as one, fade into daybreak. When night is done, I'll stake my claim there under the sun, out on the new frontier.
You're fine, Lloyd. Say, fellas, you know, Shug's been walking around like a Texas oil man ever since he received that notice yesterday that his song is going to be published. And being strictly in the professional songwriting class, now he insists that we let him sing a song. What do you think?
I think it's a good idea.
Go right ahead. Okay. Shug.
Yeah, Kent.
What do you want, bud? You know, since you announced yesterday that you were a professional songwriter, we've had telegrams from all over asking if you would please sing your new composition. How about it?
Oh, no, I couldn't do that, Kenneth.
Why not?
Oh, somebody might make off with it.
Oh.
But I do happen to have a little thing in my pocket I could sing.
Well, that's fine, sir. Go right ahead.
Please, Kenneth. Please. You wouldn't expect Margaret Truman to go on without an introduction, would you?
I most humbly beg your pardon.
Yeah, and I almost humbly forgive you, too, but I don't.
All right, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, I now give you the Itzio Pinza of the Lucky You Ranch, Shug Fisher.
Oh, well, now that's better. We're getting somewhere now. I will now render a little ditty entitled, Get Off the Stove, Grandma, You're Too Old to Ride the Rain. In there myself. That's pretty clever thing. A little Arkansas talking blues. Now, way down yonder in Arkansas, I loved a gal and I liked them all, but I couldn't say much for a Paul because he's a yokel. Pain in the neck. He didn't like me either. I didn't care. All I wanted is a daughter. She is pretty. Then he looked right straight at me and said, "Now get this through, you big fat head. My little daughter or you will never wed." And that did it. I told him a few things. He got mad. Punched me in the nose. Made it bleed. Hurt, too. Now he rented the house to the widow Sears, and she paid her rent for 13 years. Then she got just 1 week in arrears, and he evicted her. Threw her furniture on the road. Had her arrested for blocking traffic. He's a stinker. Now, he always milked a neighbor's cow, and he sold his mule and bought a sow. Then he hitched his wife up to the plow and started breaking ground to plant corn. For you know what? Drinks a lot of it, too. Gets mean. Hunts for trouble. Usually finds it. Now, he go in debt, but he'd never pay, and he fed his horse only once a day. Fed him Jimson weed and called it hay. He was stingy. Saved paper bags and old pieces of string. Talked through his nose so he wouldn't wear out his teeth. Now, ain't that something?
Thank you, Shug Fisher.
Don't mention it, Kenneth. Don't mention it. Anytime you want me to step in and save the show, you just call on me.
Thank you very much, Mr. Fisher.
Say, Ken, you know Carl's been doing a lot of riding lately. Has he told you where he's been?
No, he hasn't, Lloyd, but here he comes. Let's ask him.
Yeah, say, Carl.
Yeah, Lloyd.
Where you been riding to these last couple of days? You've sure been conspicuous by your absence.
Well, just around, Lloyd. This rain has had me worried, so I thought I'd do a little visiting around the valley to see if everyone's all right.
And are they?
Yes, they're getting along okay. Of course, if this rain keeps up, we may have to help out here and there.
Well, you know we'll sure do that. Say, you didn't see Betty when you rode in, did you?
Well, her car was at the Edwards place. I noticed it as I rode by.
Oh, here she comes now.
Hi, fellas.
Well, hello, Betty. You know something, we was getting a little bit worried about you. Thought maybe you'd stalled your car or something.
No, nothing like that. I had some errands to do, and it took me a little longer than I thought. I'm sorry I'm late, but are you all through?
Betty, you know we aren't about to be through until we've had a song from you.
Gee, Tommy, you must be reading those romance magazines. You say the nicest things lately.
Yeah.
See, if we do have time, I would like to sing a song. It's a new one I heard on the radio the other evening, and I think you'll like it.
With you singing it, Betty, I know we'll like it. What's it called?
Be My Life's Companion.
Now, Grab, you must be singing that towards me.
Well, if you're standing close to Tommy, I am.
No, I ain't, but I will.
Be my life's companion and you'll never grow old. I love you so much that you'll never grow old. When there's joy in living, you just never grow old. You've gotta stay young, 'cause you'll never grow old. People who are lonely can be old at 33. Don't let that happen to you. Don't let that happen to me. Be my life's companion and you'll never grow old. You'll never grow old. No, you'll never grow old. Love and youth and happiness are yours to have and hold. Be my life's companion and you'll never grow old. Lonely and he's old at 33. No one wants to be old at 33. Your disposition sours like a lemon on a tree. Don't let it happen to you and don't let it happen to me. Be my life's companion and you'll never grow old. I love you so much that you'll never grow old. Love and youth and happiness are yours to have and hold. Be my life's companion, be my life's companion, and you'll never grow old.
that was real fine, Betty. Real
fine. Thank you, Lloyd. Say, Hugh, I hope I wasn't too late to hear your thought for the day.
Well, no, Miss Betty, you sure weren't. In fact, I'll read it right now, if you like.
Well, I sure would like it.
All right. Last night I found this in a book of poems collected by Virginia Clark. And it's entitled, Two Golden Rules. And I'll read it to you. There are two golden rules that ought to be written on every heart. Never believe anything bad about anybody unless you positively know it's true. Never tell even that unless you feel it is absolutely necessary and that God is listening in while you tell it.
Yes, sir, Hugh. If those two golden rules were followed... Yeah, boy. If they were followed, this old world might be a better place to live in at that. Say, pioneers, I think we've got time for a chorus or two of a good old tune entitled An Open Range Ahead.
Some folks will spend a lifetime searching far and near for something that's always been waiting, waiting for them right here. If you like a lot of room around to roam in, where any place you stop your heart's at home in, if you like to see a campfire in the moving, there's an open range ahead. If you like the sound of lazy cattle lowing, where miles of sage and tumbleweeds are growing, and it's time you knew the only place you're going is an open range ahead.
Up in the sky, keep a bright sun shining. Out of the west, let a clean wind blow. Here in your heart, there'll be no more pining
for somewhere else to go. If you like to hear the prairie wind a-wailing and watch the snowy clouds above a-sailing, you can bet your life your heart will soon be trailing to an open range ahead, to an open range ahead. The ground, only but free I'll be found, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweed.
Well, sir, that old wind and rain shifted around to the west again, which means it's time to get on our ponchos, saddle up, and get back to ranching. It's been real nice visiting with all you friends once again. We're going to be waiting until tomorrow at this same time when we can do it all over again. And so until tomorrow, this is George Putnam saying for all the sons of the pioneers, Betty Taylor, Frankie Messina, and all the rest of our Lucky You gang, so long for now. This program came to you from the Lucky You. Until tomorrow, be lucky, you. America's sold on ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.
It's 1 o'clock at KECA, AM and FM, Los Angeles.